The signing of former Boston Red Sox Kevin Youkilis to the Yankees may seem like just the latest chapter in the never-ending rivalry between the two teams. But with the curse of the Bambino exercised by the Red Sox World Series win in 2004 and the Sox and Yanks' dominance over their American League Eastern Division waning, is the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry still red hot or just lukewarm and cooling? On Twitter, Dave Hashim told us Youkilis' signing stings. He adds, it's hard to hate someone who produced so much in Boston. Dominic White tweeted that, quote, Boston traded him. They didn't want him. Chad Finn is a sports writer for the Boston Globe and writes the blog Touching All the Bases for Boston.com. He helps us take the temperature of the once red-hot rivalry. Hi, Chad. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me on.
So, Roger Clemens, Johnny Damon, Mark Bellhorn, Alan Embry, Mike Myers, the signing of Youkilis. He's the eighth member of the 2004 World Champion Red Sox to sign with the Yankees? I mean, is this just another instance of the Yankees one-upping the Red Sox, or is there something else going on here?
Yeah, it's quite an exodus when you look back. It's only been the Red Sox celebrated their eighth anniversary because they had nothing else to celebrate this September. And it kind of jumped out at how many players had made that switch, because you don't think of the Red Sox and Yankees sort of having any sort of relationship that way. With Kevin Youkilis, there's been a lot of backlash up here because he's a very popular player, and the perception that he would sign with the Yankees, a team against which he had a very personal rivalry himself, kind of surprised people. But it's a different circumstance because the Red Sox weren't competing for him. They traded him away. He lost his job while he was here, essentially. So you can't really fault him, especially when he has 12 million reasons to go there. But it is strange to see how many players have crossed that bridge from Boston, New York since 2004.
Do you think it's deliberate, or is it just, I don't know, wanting to stay in the Northeast? Why is that?
In Youkilis' case, and at least in a couple of the other cases with Johnny Damon as well, it was strictly money. Youkilis is getting $12 million next year from the Yankees. Johnny Damon, when he left Boston after the 2005 season, got a better offer from the Yankees. He still gets booed here when he comes back, which seems kind of ridiculous to me given how much he contributed to the Red Sox getting over that hump in 2004 and beating the Yankees. But mostly it's just about opportunity. Yeah. A lot of those guys were at the end of their careers. They had moved on from the Red Sox, and they were just looking to latch on to a place where they might have a chance to win, or to a place that might just give them a chance. Mike Myers, Alan Embry, Bellhorn, guys like that were at the end of their careers. So the Yankees made them an offer, and they took it, and I don't really understand how anybody could hold a grudge against them for finding work for themselves.
Has the rise of the Rays and Orioles as serious World Series contenders changed the dynamic between Boston and New York?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not sure what the temperature is in New York, but you look at the team from the Boston point of view right now, and they look older. They have issues. Alex Rodriguez is going to miss a significant part of the year. Derek Jeter will miss the beginning of the year. And they have their own things to deal with. Up here in Boston, they haven't made the playoffs in 3 years. They had a historic collapse in September in 2011, and last year was a worse follow-up to that than anyone could have expected, with Bobby Valentine such a disaster as the manager. So in both cases, they really they shouldn't be concerning themselves with their longtime rival. They should be concerning themselves, one, with getting their own house in order, and two, the upstarts in the American League East. The Orioles are a bit of a surprise last year, and I think they'll prove to be a bit of a fluke, but Tampa Bay consistently makes shrewd and smart decisions on a very limited budget. They're always going to be there to be dealt with. So Red Sox and Yankees really shouldn't be looking at each other, because there's so much else they have to sort of worry about right now.
Chad Finn is a sports writer for the Boston Globe. Check out his blog, Touching All the Bases, at Boston.com. Thanks, Chad.
You bet, Amy. Thanks for having me.